The pandemic has limited in-person social interactions for college students. Classes have gone online, and many typical school activities have been canceled. For some, in-person dating also presents a new set of challenges. Student contributors Alina Croft and Catherine Schofield explore how some are navigating romance these days. Before we begin, a note of warning. The topic we are about to explore may not be suitable for our young listeners.
Match Group, the company that owns several dating apps like Tinder, Hinge, and OkCupid, reported significant increases in both downloads and earnings since March, and people are meeting up for dates in person and virtually. But with the potential health risk during a pandemic, some college students and recent graduates are figuring out how to date in a safe way. That means reevaluating their boundaries.
Because I don't want to risk getting it and then exposing other people who might be in a more vulnerable position than I am.
Kyla Kwan is a senior at the University of Nevada, Reno, who has been using dating apps in self-isolation. Even while Kwan is swiping away, there are new standards she's taking into consideration for a potential partner. For now, she's most comfortable with having a completely virtual relationship.
I would have to kind of build another level of trust with that individual, knowing that they're taking it seriously. And if they aren't, for me, that's a deal breaker.
Since she's concerned about catching COVID-19, Kwan says she's taking relationships a lot slower by getting to know someone virtually. That's why she hasn't taken the step to meet up with anyone in person yet. Unlike Kwan, recent graduate from UNR, Megan Chappell, has continued to date throughout the pandemic with the restrictions in place.
I went on a date once, and we went to a restaurant, and it went really well. It was really cool, but it was, like, very strange, you know, like, meeting somebody with, like, your mask on.
Chappell has also had a few hookups through Tinder during the pandemic period.
I was more worried about, like, you know, him being a serial killer than I was about him having COVID.
Chappell spoke about being safe around other people by taking precautions when out, such as wearing a mask and constantly washing her hands, as well as getting tested for COVID-19 regularly. Health officials have some guidelines for dating safely during the pandemic. Catherine Schofield was able to meet with a Planned Parenthood director to get her take on the issues.
Thanks, Alina. It's widely known that communication is essential in a new relationship. While it's still an important factor, dating during the pandemic looks a lot different. Planned Parenthood is a national organization providing reproductive health care and sex education. During the pandemic, they recommend alternative ways of connecting with a partner. Masturbation and virtual dates are just a few activities they suggest.
But as far as safe sex, it's changed because now we are, you know, talking about wearing masks and making sure we're staying within our bubbles.
That's Rosa Frey with Planned Parenthood Marmonte, which serves the area of Mid-California and Northern Nevada. Frey says that even during a pandemic, many health precautions remain the same.
So I wouldn't say that anything of the safe sex basics has changed much. It's just now layering on the social distancing and quarantine and just all of the social changes.
As COVID-19 cases continue to surge nationwide, Washoe health officials are still recommending people refrain from social gatherings with people outside of their household. For now, that means meeting up with a new date in person continues to pose challenges. For KUNR News, I'm Catherine Schofield.
And I'm Alina Croft.
Alina Croft and Catherine Schofield are students at UNR's Reynolds School of Journalism.